built that looked a fantastic ride. How did it feel?
Yeah, horse gave me a great ride. I gave him a good ride. I had one bit of a chancy moment at that big wall coming down before Discovery Valley. I didn't sort of help him out too much there. I left him off the front of it, but we were trying for the time, so he was quick, and to be fair to him, he jumped it. But you know, I just hope he's okay. He seems okay when he's pulled up, but you always just worry a bit that they haven't strained anything or done anything. But you know, other than that, he was phenomenal.
Was it did it ride as tough as it walked?
Yes, it did ride tough. There was just a lot of questions. When you're riding a good cross-country horse, you can be lulled into the fact that it's not that tough, you know, when the horse is really digging deep. But you take a step back and you think, yeah, he had a lot of big questions and he answered every one, yeah.
Is this one of the toughest courses you've ever ridden, particularly here at Burley?
It's one of the toughest I've ridden at Burley, yeah, for sure. And badminton a few years ago was tough. But yeah, it was a very... And it's just the undulations as well. You know, the turns, the undulations, the sort of down and across the road crossings a couple of times. They're virtually a fence either way, you know. So they're just slowing you down and breaking you out of your rhythm.
What are your expectations then leading into tomorrow's show jumping?
Well, I hope to jump a clear round. The horse could jump a clear round, so, you know, nothing's a given. So I've just got to give him a good ride and hopefully he'll pull up well tonight and we'll take it from there.